traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Steve Wolf here, along with Scott Miller, the founder of the International Equine Network. And we've got a different version. I mean, what are we doing today? A total equine sports show?
You got it. Everything and anything about horses.
Exactly. We're going to talk about it. And I have a situation where I'm probably going to have to cut off very shortly. But Scott's going to take over the show, and he's much the best. But before we do that, before I get cut off, we got to talk about last night, Dover Downs. The return
of
Harness Horse of the Year, Charton N, and she was victorious at Dover Downs at a $50,000 Invitational Mare's Pace.
Steve, where is she going to go from here?
Well, now she's going to head up to Yonkers, where they have a six-week series called the Blue Chip Matchmaker. It's for the best pacing mares in the world. And they race, I think, for 5 weeks at 50 or 40,000 a start. And then the final runs for maybe 400,000. So this is a major stake race for the older mares.
Oh, well, you know, I tell you what, it's good to see her coming back like that, you know, because she is a true champion. You know, and the connections that she has, you know, they're doing the right thing with her. And, you know, it's going to be exciting.
It's right. And you know what? When you're the horse of the year, the harness horse of the year, there are no easy starts. I mean, and sure enough, in making her debut, she was in against some tough mares. And unlike last year, driver Tim Tietrich took her off the gate and was sitting last until the three quarters, which went 1:22-1. And at that point, he finally got her, not finally, but really got her motor going, and she swept four wide and came charging down the stretch to win by a neck in 150 flat. Imagine that in your first start.
What's her lifetime mark?
Her lifetime record, Charton N, aside from being a $2 million winner already, she last year took a record of 146-4. And that made her the fastest pacing mare ever in the history of the sport.
Well, that's unbelievable, you know, that's, you know, happened for her. I think they're going to have a good campaign with her this year.
Yeah, Jim King has already said that they're going to take it a little easier on her. In other words, they'll race her in that series, and she probably won't go with all five elimination legs. But if she wins a couple of them, or once they're assured of being in the final, they may even give her a break. But then after that series, they're going to give her a long break. I mean, a month or so in the field, then a month to come back and get ready to take them on again. Because last year, they really, I think, 21 starts, 15 wins, 3 second place finishes, 1 third place finish. I mean, she was just totally awesome. I mean, she's a machine, and they don't want to, you know, they don't want to injure her or, you know, put too much stress on her racing year-round like she did last season. But it was interesting to see her come from behind with amazing closing speed, which shows she now is totally versatile and can reach either with a swing in or from behind, depending on what the race might call for.
You know, and we started, you know, with Chardonnay and the standardbred end of it, kind of to mix the both thoroughbreds and standardbreds. The Crawfords from Crawford Farms, they have a horse called Chancelot that was going to race in Dubai. And Chancelot ran second in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. And we found out that they're going to have to bypass it. He has some type of a small injury that they want to get ready, for the Breeders' Cup.
That's a shame.
Yeah, he was already in Dubai, and he was going to run in the $1,500,000 the Saudi sprint run. And so now, you know, you're going to have to, you know, hold back on it. This horse is phenomenal. You know, he'd been at Gulfstream and everything. And now the other thing with this Corona's disease or however, you know.
Corona. Like
yeah.
The beer.
Yeah. Well, what happened with that? Now they're quarantining some of these horses and the employees at the different racetracks, like in Dubai and Japan and Hong Kong. So literally they're going to be racing for millions of dollars, and there's not going to be anybody there, you know. And also, like one of the trainers said, it doesn't matter how – you don't get paid on how many people show up. You get paid on how you finish.
That's right.
That's what they're doing there. So I just wanted to throw that in there because the Crawfords are really fantastic horse people and all the way around, you know.
No. It's they're great people, and we're going to have, of course, Michelle back on the show because she can do the double header. She can do both the harness and the thoroughbreds. And but race fans, I'm going to have to take off now, and Scott's going to take over. And you have a good show, gentlemen.
We sure will, Steve. And thanks for coming on real quick and beat that airport traffic.
We'll be there next week. Bye bye.
Okay, buddy. Thanks. Okay, folks. What we're going to do is we're going to kind of finish up here the hour talking a little bit about every one of the programs that we have that will be coming to International Equine Network. I'm going to start making a rundown here of what we have on IENTV.org. If you go to that website, there's a lot of programming you can see. First of all, we start with an equestrian movie. Every week, I put a new one up on Thursday nights, and it runs for a week, and they're family-oriented, and they're great for the whole family, you know, something you can sit down, relax, and watch, you know, with the whole family. Then what we're going to do is every week we're going to have a little newscast about various programming. The first program we're going to talk about today is At the Wire. It's the road to the 2020 Kentucky Derby. We do weekly updates on IEN on our website, and we talk about how the horses are getting there. And this week that we have March 7th from Kempton Park, or March 4th, I mean, from Kempton Park in the UK, we have a Derby qualifier. You'll be able to watch that live on IENTV.org. Then on March 7th from Aqueduct in New York, we're going to have the Gotham Stakes. The Gotham Stakes is a very, very good preparation for the Derby, and you have a lot of your top horses that are there. But the one that's most exciting in the track that's really kind to horses and really gets them fit, and you know what kind of horse that you have if you win the Tampa Bay Derby on March 7th. It's just a phenomenal day of racing in Tampa. Bring the family out. There's face painting. You can pet the ponies. There's all kinds of things you can do at Tampa. It's just a great weekend to, you know, go over to Tampa and enjoy yourself. You're close to the bay there, clear water. You can go see the sponge boats come in. And then Saturday afternoon, you can go watch the Tampa Bay Derby, which is really good. And then last on this weekend's card, it's the San Felipe from Santa Anita Park in California. You'll see Bob Baffert on usually have one or two, sometimes even maybe three of his Derby hopefuls. And this race is a good race. If you win the San Felipe, you'll be in the top five in the Derby on the road to the Derby, which is coming up the first Saturday in May. So, you know, it's a good go-to to take the family out at Santa Anita, beautiful Santa Anita this time of year. And then we're going to hop over now to a show that we call Chucker. Chucker is about international polo, and it talks about the different polo matches around the world. It takes you to quite a few countries that have top-notch polo. And then we end up with the America's Cup here in the States at West Palm Beach, Florida. It's fantastic. And the nice thing about it is you don't have to have a lot of money to go out to watch polo. You can pull right up to the side of the field, and you can literally tailgate at the edge of the field. So it's good. You know, it's really good. So we ask that you enjoy polo via Chuckin on IENTV.org. And then one of the shows that I really do like, and it has us all over the world, literally, it's called Quest for Equine Gold. It's the road to the 2020 Tokyo Olympics. It has all kinds of preliminary qualifying shows all over the world. And you would be surprised how many there are here in the United States that you literally can go out and watch for free and see, future Olympians at their dressage, at show jumping, three-day eventing. It literally has everything. You know, so, we'd like for you to look for Quest for Equine Gold. And so now, one of the things that I really do like that's coming up for us is that we're going to be doing a show called Chuck Wagon. Chuck Wagon is a little program that we have developed through all of our experiences in the horse industry. Everywhere you go in the horse industry, like, for example, when you go to Pimlico for the Preakness, you go to Baltimore and it's Maryland crab cakes and seafood. When you go to Santa Anita, you know, you're looking at all the California cuisines, the healthy food, as they call it. And it's really interesting, what they have. And then, of course, you go to New Orleans and you get down into the fairgrounds and you talk about all the Cajun food. You get to Kentucky, you talk about the barbecue. It's just a phenomenal show that we're going to have. And Patricia is going to be calling in here in a few minutes. And we're going to ask her what she's going to have on Chuck Wagon. She's going to be our host for 2020 on Chuck Wagon. And she's going to come up with a variety of different foods and themes for the program. It's just phenomenal in the horse business, the different things that you remember. You know, you don't remember winning the race, but you remember the food that you had. You know, like when I was in Louisiana, it was hard for me to get bread. A lot of the meals did not come with bread, and I'm a biscuit kind of guy. So if I can't get a biscuit, I have a rough go of it every day. And also, but you know, that's the kind of things we're going to be looking at on Chuck Wagon. And we'd like for our listeners to call in with a recipe. I think Patricia's going to be putting together a recipe book, for 2020 of the different equestrian disciplines and events that we go to see exactly what we have, for the equestrian. And let me tell you, it is very important what you eat on the road, because you just don't have time to, run down to the local drive-thru or to the local restaurant, because you're constantly with your horse 24/7. And so that's why we're going to have Chuck Wagon. We'll be doing the cooking out of the Keystone Montanas. They have everything and anything that a horse person or any RV person would need to, do gourmet cooking. And it's relatively simple. And one of the things that we're going to have Patricia, she's going to be telling us what we need to stock our RV with, so that you can survive out on the road, that type of thing. We'll have breakfast, lunch, and even gourmet dinners that we'll have. She'll have recipes for, what you need and when to do it and how to do it, that type of thing. And the great thing about this is you don't have to be in an equestrian event to be cooking like this. You can take it anywhere when you go RV. RVing is really become a way of life for the okay. Patricia, are you there?
I'm here. I heard you talking about me.
Yeah,
my ears were ringing.
Yeah, thank goodness I got somebody to talk to here. I was starting to panic there for a little bit.
I could sense you were a little bit lonely.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what I was telling everybody is that you're going to be the host of our show called Chuck Wagon. It's equestrian cooking on the road in an RV, Keystone, Montana. And we're going to debut the show on March the 19th. So what have you got for us for that first show? What are you going to talk about?
Well, for our first show, we're going to talk about how to stock your RV. What do you need? All the items so that you can be prepared. Especially, you want to do it the night before.
Right.
Right? Why do you want to do it the night before? Because you might walk out and forget something. You're going crazy in the morning, getting ready for the horse show, the race, whatever. And you might walk out with your shirt inside out.
Yeah. Well, one good thing.
Which I have done.
Yeah. One good thing that we have here, if you do forget something, most all the showgrounds are close to a Walmart. And if you got Walmart, you should be able to get everything that we need to for that trailer. Are you going to do pots and pans and everything? What all you got? Give me a list of what you're going to do.
Well, just basically, since I was camping growing up, going to horse shows every weekend, my mom and dad taught me how to stock well. So, you know, you're going to start out with pots and pans, a skillet, utensils, cups, and don't forget the coffee mugs, because coffee is very important, right? Tupperware, paper products, stuff like that.
Speaking of coffee, do you suggest a Keurig coffee one-cup maker, or do you one that will make multiple cups?
Hey, technology is awesome. We didn't have that back in my day, and I won't say how long ago that was. But now we have K-Cups. That is so amazing. I love it. Everyone can pick their own flavor or hot chocolate if you're not a coffee. Yeah. It didn't even have teas.
Yeah. Well, see, those are the kind of things that, we were hoping you would show, or tell us about on your program. And, you know, have you gone into any of the spices, besides salt and pepper, or will you be talking about?
Well, yes,
like that?
Of course. Right. As we go through the show, we're going to point out which spices you're going to need to make certain recipes aside from salt and sugar. So you're going to have to tune into the show. Our listeners are going to have to turn into the show and listen to that for ideas on which spices you're going to use. But, other basic things would be like canned foods, fruits, vegetables, snack, meat, some tortilla chips, glasses, like wine glasses. You certainly can't forget the wine glasses, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Now,
coffee cups and wine glasses.
Right. Speaking of the coffee cups, what do you suggest? Do you suggest disposable or plastic, or what kind of coffee cups would you suggest that our campers get?
Honestly, personally, I don't like plastic for your coffee because it's hot. I like your typical regular coffee mugs. They have these the metal ones. Yeah, you can even get Starbucks will have a refill. Or you can buy them just plain, especially at Walmart. They have those where you put a cup on it and it keeps it hot longer. And if you drop it, you don't break it.
Maybe if we can get with the guy at IENTV, maybe he could get some IENTV coffee mugs to give away coffee for us.
What a great idea. Get the logo on it and everything. Walk around with our coffee mug.
Yeah. Well, let me ask you this. When we get into that March 19th show, and everything, are we going to talk about any meals for that one, or are we just going to have the whole show about how to stock your RV so that you don't leave home without and miss something?
Right. Well, actually, I think the entire show is going to take up all of our time on how to stock and what to pick and which items and where to put it.
Right.
It's not a matter of just you don't just throw your bags in the RV. You have to put it in specific places that you remember that will be safe, especially if you're driving down the road. That stuff shifts as you're driving.
Right, exactly.
And what if you're one of your, you know, making sure your doors are secured and the items are safely in case the door flies open and everything doesn't fall all over your RV as you're turning the corner, right?
Well, one of the things that we want to make sure that the listeners know is just what chuck wagon is. Chuck wagon's going to travel the country on a journey that will take you across the USA to equestrian events of all breeds. See how equestrians dine in the 2020 Keystone Montana 3740 FK for each event. Now the pressure's on you. We've got the best RV in the country that we'll be coming out of. We got the best host for Chuck Wagon that we could find. Steve and I will be there to evaluate all your meals that you have and, go from there. What kind of menu are we going to have?
Well, we're going to talk about breakfast, snacks, lunch, and dinner. You know, especially for tailgating, spending the night, things like that.
That sounds good. Now, you know, a lot of times when I'm out with the horses, the thoroughbreds, and I come back into the office or back to the trailer, I like to grab a quick snack. But I bet I gain 45 pounds in a year's time traveling, just grabbing, you know, bad snacks. What kind of snacks are you going to have?
Well, we're going to try to pick healthy snacks. And there's so many ideas from our local trainers, people who go to, you know, Wellington to WEF here and Tryon, Ocala's coming up, you know. All those folks, they have excellent ideas for snacks because, you know, parents also want their, if like my child, she shows, you know, you don't want to give them junk food and sugar, especially, you know, you're going to eat sugar, some high fat, let's say you eat a donut. You're going to feel heavy and down, and you're going to get your sugar high, and then you're going to drop real low. And you can't really compete because, you know, equestrians are athletes too. So we want to treat this healthy, but yet we want to live. We don't want to eat. We don't want to put the food in your mouth or the snack, and you're like, yeah, this is disgusting.
Right.
Like
well,
that's protein bar. We don't want to do that. We want it to be fun and healthy, but also tasty.
Right, right. Well, see, that's a key component of the horse industry, not only for your riders, trainers, and owners. We're also talking about, you know, for the horses, too. So if you get a good, you know, nutrition program up for everybody, you know, it usually works, you know. One of the things
the plan is to have a plan, right? You don't want to show up to the show with nothing because what are you going to do? You're going to be starving and you're going to be desperate and you're going to go up to the snack place and, oh, well, that candy bar looks darn good or that donut or that hot dog or some chips, you know, because that's all there is.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. When planning the menus for Chuck Wagon, will it be a variety of things, and will it be for a number of people, anywhere from 1 to 15, or, you know, will there be some big recipes and small recipes?
Right, exactly. Well, you know, we want to cover the gamut of our listeners out there and our equestrians, where some people will have allergies, like peanuts or, you know, the wheat allergies or stuff like that. Some people want more of a protein diet, you know. We're going to cover all of those things and create options for all people alike, whether you have allergies or whether, you know, you don't, whatever restrictions you're on as far as diet goes, we're going to give all kinds of ideas.
Yeah. Well, you know, one of the things when I was developing the programming on IEN, as I was thinking, I really did like Chuck Wagon, you know, and if you go to our website, you know, you can see what it is. And we actually have a video on there now of Keystone, Montana. And it was friends of mine had gone to the Kentucky Derby. And it shows them going around, you know, the Derby and what they, you know, what they cook. And it was just a one-time thing for them. But one of the things that I wanted to make sure is that we do a theme, you know, for like the different races, different shows. You know, I can't wait to see what your your recipes Absolutely. And your ideas for Chucker, our polo show. You know, that's not a hot
right.
dog hamburger type of
right.
you know, show.
Bring
you know,
the champagne glasses for the mimosas on that one, right?
Exactly. You know,
food that you can pair with drinks.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay. Right?
Okay. No, I agree with you there.
Absolutely.
You know,
well, like for Kentucky Derby, it's all about the bourbon there and barbecue, right?
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, you can't
right.
be talking about the Kentucky Derby without mentioning something about bourbon. So, you know, we're going
right.
to put some food and bourbon.
Right. Okay. See, it's things like that.
So,
but,
yeah, yeah.
You know,
or like quarter time, the barbecue. Have some
yes.
barbecue for cowboys.
Right, right.
The quest for the equine gold. We're talking about athletes. These Olympic these
right.
people going to the Olympics, they're
right.
athletes, and they're very keen on eating healthy and maintaining their fitness and health level. So,
well,
and you know,
I can imagine
along
what,
with that, you don't want to get sick, right?
I can imagine what that show is going to be. Yeah, I can imagine what that show is going to be, and I'm looking forward to that one on Quest for Equine Gold in the Olympics, because you've got a multitude of different varieties of ways to fix food, and from how many countries are you going to go to?
Right.
You know,
well,
we can have Japanese,
we can
Chinese.
Pick any country, right.
Yeah, you know, that'll be good.
We're going to start with Japan, so, you know, a nice Japanese dish would be great since the Olympics are being held there.
Exactly. But, you know, when you get to the horse shows, a lot of times, you know, and I know I experienced this myself when I got over to Japan and to Hong Kong and Eastern Europe, the food, you know, your system's just not used to it. But we did find places
right.
that did cook American food, and, you know, it was good, you know, that type of thing. So, but, you know, those
are right,
kind of
right. We can have a theme and we can twist it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, another thing, too, I hope that our viewers will call in and ask for it, and we'll send it to them completely free. We will post the recipes that you create on our website so that they can follow them along, and then at the end of the season, we can put together a book of where we've been and what we had. You know, format.
Right, absolutely.
I think that
sounds like a
good
plan.
Yeah, but you know, and then we get down to there's one thing that I think that it's going to be interesting to see what you come up with. We got a show here called Last Call, and it sounds almost like something out of a bar, you know, type thing. But what Last Call is it's domestic and international equine sales of all breeds. And so, like, when you go to a sale, it's kind of an all-day thing. In the morning, the buyers and the owners, they go out and they look
mm-hmm.
at the horses and then see what mm-hmm. they might buy, and they discuss it. You know, they usually come in and have breakfast and line out their schedule for the day. You know, what horses are we going to go see? Then they take that break and they go to lunch, and then the sale starts that afternoon. You know, so after they've had lunch, then they go back and they say, did I spend too much money? Did I get the right horse? And they think about it. And then, you know, you're there for dinner. So you're literally there for three of your meals. So, you
right.
know, that's going to be interesting to see what you come up with that.
Right.
Well,
we'll definitely come up with some fun, healthy, tasty dishes. That you can plan and you can pack with you can make, you know, I have heard that, you know, like in Tryon or even here in Wellington, they are offering some healthier, venues, you know, for places where you can get some healthier food, but
right.
it's very expensive.
Yes. Yes.
So,
very much so.
You know, you could literally break the bank just buying healthy foods at your horse
exactly.
shows or your event. So, you know, if you're on a, you know, budget or you're trying to budget and be smart, you're going to want to pack and have
right.
some nice meals. You don't want to have a turkey sandwich, right? That's kind of boring.
Right. Well, one of the questions I was asked this morning out here at Sunshine Meadows about Chuck Wagon. I was asked if we were going to do any cooking demonstrations, you know, when we get, like, say, to a place like the Kentucky Horse Park. Or
absolutely. With this RV, we're going to have everything you need.
Okay. That's good, because a lot of people have asked that, and it's a good way to kill time, you know, in between, you know, your events or your classes, you know, that type of thing. And so, no, good. I'll be able to tell them, yes, they will be able to come out and see it, you know, see it.
Come out and have a cooking demonstration, maybe try some of the food.
Right, exactly. You know, that's going to be the other thing. And then I've already got two people that have given me recipes, you know, for the show that I'll give to you when I see you next week, and go from there. But we want to encourage people to come in and actually, you know, take a look at our programming and send us the recipe, you know, for it and everything. And I know Steve was one of them, actually. Steve wants to be your official taste tester, you know.
Oh, okay.
And I'm going to have to be the...
I hope he has the health insurance.
I'm going to be the official second opinion person. Steve's going to test it.
Oh, you're going to make him do it first. He's your guinea pig. Okay. You're a real good friend, Scott.
I'll confirm him, you know, what they have, you know, how he does.
Right. If he's still standing and he didn't drop dead, then you're in, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, exactly. Well, you know, one of the things, too, that, you know, I just wanted to talk about, and I know we're getting into a lot to the first show, but if we could, explain to me about the cast iron skillets and the reasoning that you like cooking in the outdoors in the skillet, cast iron skillet.
Oh, the cast iron skillet. Days of yore, right? Does anyone even use a cast iron skillet anymore? I do. And for almost every meal, seriously. I really, really do. When you purchase your cast iron skillet, you know, it's not really ready. It takes at least 6 months of cooking in it for it to be really seasoned. And, you know, what I do is to season it is I get a jar of organic coconut oil and keep it in its solid form, because if it gets too warm, then it's liquid. So you want to keep it in the solid form, you know, like how Crisco looks. So you're going to take some of that in a paper towel and you're going to rub it. You want to rub it all around the skillet and keep it soaked in the oil. After you cook in it, you don't want to use dish soap. You're just going to scrub it with a soft cloth or a sponge or, you know, one of those brushes. Mm-hmm. You don't want to use anything wire to scrape it, right? It's going to scrape off the coating. Wipe it clean, and that's it.
I found out the hard way about the steel wool of the Brillo.
Yeah.
My mom asked me when I was younger if I'd, you know, I said I was helping her clean up the kitchen. So I thought I'd do her proud, and I took steel wool to her cast iron skillet that she had for 20-some-odd years. And,
years.
You know, I did dishes for a month the proper way after doing
That is a quick death to a skillet right there, steel wool.
Yeah, it was. Now, what about as far as baking pans? Are you suggesting glass or aluminum foil, pans? What do you suggest for that?
You know, you can really use either. If you're going to cook your dish beforehand, the aluminum is really good because you could just use it and toss it when you're done with it. Just store it in your refrigerator or on ice. Pots and pans, you know, I prefer higher end like copper or something that's really solid, not thin, cheap ones. Glass. Absolutely. Love glass dishes. You know, but practically you're going to want some Tupperware, right, for leftovers, put it in the Tupperware. Or, you know, like if you already have pre-cut items that you want to store, your meat, plastic bags. You know, I like to chop up the onions before, if I can, the show, the night before. If you don't have time, put it in your plastic baggie, then you can use them for your meals. dump all your items already separated in plastic bags,
right.
Things like that.
But you know, the barbecue grill for the show too. That's going to be interesting,
right,
to do, because a lot of things you can do, smoking meats, you know, and things of that nature.
Absolutely. You know, you can marinate your meats in a large freezer Ziploc bag, right? And have it already marinated, ready to go.
Right.
Well, Plop it right there on the grill.
Yeah, one of the things, you know, that it's going to be interesting is breakfast, because everybody, you know, likes to start off with a good breakfast. And, you know, a lot of the athletes there, they don't have time to sit down and, you know, do a real good, you know, like bacon and eggs, you know, that type of thing. And so, you know, a lot of them go with the muffins and fruits and, you know, vegetables, and, you know, things like that. So will you have things like that on there?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And we'll come up with some good ways to tweak those items as well and make them fun and tasty. At the same time, easy.
Well, on the 19th, on the show for the 19th, the debut there, what we'll do is we're going to turn that over to you. You do what you want on that show, how you want it. Tell us what we need to know. I'll be there to ask questions. Steve will be there to ask questions. You know, that type of thing.
Oh, we'll be loading up the RV, showing you how.
Exactly. We'll be doing that and, you know, get it going for out on the road. You know, that type of thing. And one of the other things that I'd like to do on there, would, if we could, with your approval, we'll do a show for one-day events, and then we'll do a show for weekend events, and then we'll do a show for week-long events.
Right. That's a great idea. Because you're going to totally pack different. You're going to pack completely different for just one day.
Right.
As well as the weekend. And then the week is a whole nother ballgame.
Oh, you're exactly right on that. Patricia, we're going to change course here a little bit. What I was wanting to do is keep you on and talk about something that your daughter shows and everything. So what I wanted to do is keep you on board and, you know, talk to you about the World Equestrian Center and Ocala. We were talking about that, and I was amazed that I read yesterday that they have going on in Ocala. They got a lot of different things going on. Do you know much about it?
Well, I've heard lots of amazing things. It's going to be like a little village.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, what I was saying here that I read yesterday, they took in deposits on 10,000 stalls in Ocala at the World Equestrian Center.
That's amazing.
Their
it's going to explode.
Their link is on our website. And, you know, it's just amazing. But they were talking in there that they have 2,100 permanent stalls in 23 state-of-the-art concrete barns. They have 12 by 12s and 12 by 14s for the bigger show horses. And the air is being circulated in there by, I can't say the second name of the company, but it's a big fan, we'll say, that they have circulated in there. You know, and so I was just totally amazed at it, about what they're doing there. You know, they also have a facility that mirrors that in Ohio. And it's huge. And the weekly events that they're going to have will top $400,000 per week for the overall circuit. Over $5 million they're giving away, you know, there. And I said, you know,
that's
just
amazing
that they're doing that. And, you know, Wellington and Leff is the same thing. We got... you know, Tryon is the same thing. You know, out west they have the same thing. You know, so getting to back to the point now, does your daughter travel very much when she shows?
No, we're staying local right now. She's only 13.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not opposed to traveling as she gets older and advances.
Right.
In her equestrian career.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I used to travel.
Okay. Speaking of young kids and everything and traveling, one thing I like about Equestrian
right.
Equine Gold, we cover everything from 4-H up to the Olympics.
Yeah.
And,
right.
You know, we want to make sure that the 4-H, you know, we talk a lot about the 4-H on Equestrian Equine Gold because
mm-hmm.
that's the basis and the foundation, you know, for it. You were a 4-H'er, weren't you?
Absolutely. I grew up 4-H. That's where I began. And the 4-H does everything from cooking, sewing, photography, whatever, and of course, horses. And,
right.
you know, that's where I learned care, horse care, how to care for the horse, how to clean the stall, you know, how to everything, barn care, horse care, all of that
right.
stuff. It goes along with showing. You have to know
right.
those things as well. Not everyone can afford, you know, the groom that does everything for you, and nor should you. You should, you know, I think it's very important to teach our children. They need to learn and know how to do all these things on their own.
Well, you know, one of the things that we're looking to do out here at Sunshine Meadows, that we don't have a 4-H here at Sunshine Meadows. That's about the only
right.
thing that we don't have here. So if we've got any listeners that would like to inquire about, you know, a 4-H at Sunshine Meadows, you know, give us a call or actually best to email us at msmtv2019@gmail.com. And we can,
yeah.
you know, we can start that procedure because it's really
I would
good.
Love to see that.
You know?
Yeah, you don't have to be... You have to have any horse experience at all to be a part of
no.
horse show or 4-H. You don't have
right.
to have a horse. You don't have to, you know, if you want a show, of course you have to have a horse, but
right.
you don't really have to. You just have to be interested in horses.
Right, right.
To participate.
Well,
so it's a
yeah.
great opportunity for parents who's like their kids have been bugging them forever. Mom or dad, you know, I want a horse. I love horses. We'll get them
right.
around the horses. Let's get that experience. There's nothing better.
Right.
Than horse therapy.
Well, you know, a lot of the different avenues that we go through have a lot of interesting, you know, things to do. Like, for example, on our show called Quarter Time, it's about the American Quarter Horse Association, and they're having their convention in Las Vegas March 13th through the 16th. And that's where they set aside and their timeline and what they're going to do. You know, for each year and everything. And it's phenomenal. It's some of the things that you can go do and see as an AQHA member in this country. You can go from the backyard, and literally, I mean, your own backyard, to the
mm-hmm.
World Championships. And they do the same thing in Europe. And, you know, it's just amazing and phenomenal what all they have there. Now, when you go to an AQHA event like the World Championships or the Quarter Horse Congress in Ohio in October, it's great because they have all the vendors there. And, I mean, you can go and get from a keychain up to a $1 million motor coach for your horses. You know, and what's nice about that is, you know, it's a good family event. And like you said, with 4-H, you know, there's sewing, cooking, all kinds of things that you can do. And same thing with AQHA. You know, they got all kinds of things, just not all horses. You might decide to get into equine massage therapy. You might decide mm-hmm. to get into equine nutrition with companies like Callway Feed. You know, those are the kind of things that you can do, you know, at AQHA. You know,
I love seeing all these venues promoting horses and creating events that the whole family can go to, that
yeah.
it's a good family event. And you don't have to pay, you know, $120 to get in, you know,
right.
like at Disney or, you know, something like that, an amusement park. And it's something the whole family can go and you can spend as little or as much as you want. You can go. Have fun, do whatever you want. You don't even have to have horses or know anything about horses to go have a great time at all of these events.
Oh, exactly. Well, you know, that's like over at Tampa Bay Downs on the 7th, which is Saturday, is the Tampa Bay Derby. And one of the great things about that is they've got a good picnic venue area to where you can, you know, go over and you can visit and see, have the kids have get face painted, you know, and things like that. And you know, I was excited about that. Like Saratoga, they got a great area for picnicking, so you don't have to be, you know, buy food there. You can actually take it in with you. And a lot of the equestrian venues do that, you know.
Right. And, well, that's great to see that coming back. You know, as a kid, families, we did that. That was just normal. And then with fast food and everything, you know, quick this, quick that, whatever, we kind of lost sight of doing the picnic and sitting around as a family and packing and doing stuff like that. And I think we're starting to see a turn back to that.
Oh, exactly. Well, see, if everybody comes and watches Chuck Wagon, whatever event they decide to go to, they'll know what to take and what, you know.
Absolutely. We're going to show you how. Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, there's so many things here at IENCV that we're getting out for the horsemen and everything. You know, one of the things that we have on our affiliates on our website is MapQuest. No matter where you're at, you got your iPhone or what have you, and you get lost, you can know where you're going. You know, mm-hmm. you can do that in MapQuest. We have Good Sam's, which if you want to locate a RV site, a repair shop, towing, and much more, just go to Good Sam's. And so what we're trying to do is drive a lot of people to our website so that we can help them, you know, help themselves. One of the things
right.
that we have on there is the weather forecast. You go to our website, and you have a weather forecast anywhere in the world, you know, that type of thing. And then something I don't know if you'll be using it, but you can use because we are a member of it. It's called ship.com, SHIPT.com. And it's usually $100 a year membership. But if you come in with IENTV, it'll be $49 for the year. And it's unlimited
deliveries.
Wow, that's
deliveries. A deal.
It's unlimited deliveries to your house, and they cover places like Target. Here in the South, they do Publix. They do Winn-Dixie. Up North, they do Kroger's. You just go to their site, and they'll tell you what stores deliver.
And shipping's included.
Shipping's included.
All shipping's included. You don't have to pay.
Yes.
Wow.
You
can just go down your list right there,
right.
And bam, it's at your door.
Listen, I do it every week. And every Wednesday, I do my grocery shopping. I get on the computer, and I can order anything that I want, and it's the same price as in the store. And then they deliver to me, and, you know, it's said and done, and that $49 covers you for the whole year.
That's
and,
right.
Been
you don't have to worry about self-checkout.
Right, right. I hate
self-checkout.
Or the corona disease.
Right. You know, if you're if you're worried about germs and viruses,
right.
Ship is your way to go.
Yeah. What was interesting at Target, when you order off of Target on ship, anything they carry in the store, you can order. You know, they have Office Depot and Office Max. So if any of your office needs that you need, you know, they have all kinds of, they have Costco's where you can buy bulk and bulk volume. You know, so
no
what
way.
You know,
wow,
and you
Costco.
Tell them a time, and if you tell them 2 o'clock, then they're there at 2 o'clock. And you know, those are the kind of things that we're trying to do here on IENTV for the horsemen. Another people that we're dealing with not only is Keystone Montana, but it's Camping World. You go to Camping World, and they can take care of anything you need as far as the camping is concerned. And on Chuck Wagon, we'll go and talk with the people at Camping World because they have utensils made for camping, such as pots, pans,
right.
glasses, you know that mm-hmm. that type of thing. And also that's a real good thing that we have there. And you know, at IEN, we're trying to make it easier for the horsemen because it's getting more and more difficult every year, you know, for the horsemen to get to where they're going and to have a good race or a good meet or, you know, a good show, you know,
right.
that type of thing. know.
Well, so, you're definitely checking all the boxes. There's no excuses. You can have it shipped to your house.
Right.
Beforehand, you don't even have to go, you know, and you can you're crunched for time and you're trying to train or you're busy doing other things. You don't have to worry about going to the store because that takes so much time, and you pack up your stuff and you're ready to go.
Well, you know, like I'll give you a good example. It's when you're out at the showgrounds, like in Lexington or anywhere, you go to ship and they'll tell you what store delivers to you in that area. So they can deliver to you.
And you can
right
have it delivered to your RV.
Right, exactly. They'll come up, knock on your door,
no way.
Whatever
wow.
you have. Oh, yeah. You know. And
oh, that's great.
That's the kind of things that we want to try to do here. You know, that's like there's a company that we're working with called the Duda Corporation. And they do domestic and international air transportation, you know, with the horses. And what I like with Tim Duda is whatever you, if you want to ship a horse, you know, to, like, say, to Japan for the Olympics, his company and his staff will come in and they will take care of all the paperwork that you need. Basically, all you got to do is show up with the horse to the quarantine and sign the papers that they fill out for you, and he gets you there first-class accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he ships a lot of the Olympic horses and a lot of the big racehorses all over the world. And a fantastic company. And then you ask yourself with the Duda Corporation, well, how do you get your horse to the Duda Corporation? And that's when we introduced our horsemen to Creech Brothers. They're out of Ocala, New York, and Kentucky. And they do horse sales, they do racing, show horses, and they do airport runs. You know, so that's what we do. You know, we're just trying to make everything easy for the equestrian that we can. And, you know, by talking...
Lots of information
like
on IEN.
Around, a lot. Having you around, you know, I know now that we can go with, you know, with Chuck Wagon, and you're going to really, you know, get us in the right shape and right form, and we're not going to overeat or... And I'll never say we'll never overdrink. You'll never hear me say
that. Yeah, that's... probably not likely, but yeah, at least we can have some healthier foods, right?
Exactly. And one last thing here, I know we're getting close to the end of the hour here, and I've got a couple other things that I want to talk about. One of them is the AAEP. If you need to find a vet, if you go to our website anywhere in the country, the AAEP, it's AAEP.org. And /horse-owner-get-DMV. And they will help you find a vet anywhere in the country, whether you're out on the road, you know, at a show, or whether you're at home. You know, so that's another thing that, you know, we have there.
Wow, that is definitely helpful, yes.
Right. And we got an overnight stabling company that we're working with, and it's horsemotel.com. And, you know, when you think about it, you don't think about your horses when you're traveling like we do for ourselves. And you would be amazed at some of the horse motels that are out there, the accommodations, the things that they have for the horses. You know, I stay at one in when we were shipping to Texas and California with the racehorses. There's one hotel we stayed at, and you pulled into them, and it was right outside of out of Dallas, and it was amazing. They clean your trailer out for you. They rebed the trailer. They refresh your water. They take the horses in, give them a bath, you know, feed them, take care of them, do whatever you need, and then, you know, you pick them up the next morning, and you're on your way, you know, just like if you were to stay in a motel. And,
wow, I didn't even know that existed.
Oh, it's phenomenal. And that's why, you know, having you on board now with your background and your history, you know, with nutrition and the horse industry, all of our little programs that we have here, you know, are going to be really informational and I think be a top quality for our listeners and for the equestrian. You know, that
absolutely. Yes, definitely. It's like a one-stop shop. Everything's
Exactly. You know, and the links that we're putting up on here on the website now. We have Irish harness racing. We've got live racing from Hong Kong, live from Australia, the Meadowlands, Yonkers Freehold, South America. Then we have, of course, all the, the main American tracks that we go to, that type of thing.
Yeah.
That we do. Wow.
That's really great. I wouldn't even know where to view or tune into those types of shows. It's like, if you want to see everything about sports, you got Sports Center.
Right.
Everything about cooking, you got Cookie Channel. Well, you need everything you know about horses, IEN.
That's right. Got it. We've got Kayak is one of our people that we work with. That's search one and you're done, for air, auto, transportation, and hotels, which is really good. But we'd rather have you stay in a Keystone Montana than a hotel. But, what can we do? Some people aren't.
Well, who wouldn't want to stay in a Keystone Montana?
Yeah. And then a real key component that I ran into a lot when I was traveling is finding a bank to deal with. And one of the banks, the only bank that we're dealing with, is Bank of America. And Bank of America, you go to their website, and there's any place in the country you can't go and, have your financial needs taken care of. And that's important to the horsemen, to be able to locate a bank close to their venue. And then, like I said before, we got the Weather Channel on our website. So you know how hot it's going to get, whether to have iced tea or coffee, it's hot or cold and everything. So
bring your umbrella or your rain jacket.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Well, I'm glad to have you on board with us for Chuck Wagon. I feel very good about it. I think you're going to have a lot of things to give to our listeners and our viewers. And you can take some heat off of me because we'll just turn Chuck Wagon over to you. And it will debut on March the 19th. And if our listeners tune in, they can see what you're going to have. And then if they also email us at msmtv2019@gmail.com, they can send it attention to Chuck Wagon or to Patricia and give us their recipe questions and what we can do to help them out on the road.
Well, Scott, I'm really excited to get started on that. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to have a lot of fun. I'd love to hear from the listeners, recipe ideas, their little tricks of the trade. That's always definitely welcome. And hopefully everyone will tune in and enjoy our show.
Yeah. And I just also want to reiterate to the people that, like you told me before, we're going to have a theme for every show that we're going to do. We're going to do Chuck Wagon once a month to start out. And as we get rolling down the road with all the programming, we'll eventually go to biweekly and then weekly like we do with International Equine Network and everything. But, we got a lot of good themes coming up. We got Polo in Wellington on Chucker. We've got the Road to the Kentucky Derby coming up. We got AQHA events coming up. We got an awful lot here. Quest for Equine Gold, the Olympics coming up, and the pressure's on you now, girl. You got to have a
Well, all those events come with food and drinks, so there you go. Food and drinks.
I tell you what, when we get out into the venues, if they stop by and if they email us at msmtv2019@gmail.com, we'll select four people every show to come and dine with us at whatever venue we're at for free.
Well, I'll tell you, I hope I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
Am I included?
You're going to be the chief cook and bottle washer. That's what you're going to be. I know how you
are. That is not right.
All right. Patricia, we're going to close out the program today. It was a struggle for me today, but you and Steve helped out a lot. Our guys at BBS helped out a lot. And, I keep trying to tell everybody, BBS has some of the greatest programs on air for radio. And you just go to that website and see what they can do for you. BBS, you might want to start your own podcast, and you can do it right there with BBS. Yeah, because they're the ones that take care of us and get us all around the world in just one click of a button. So, thanks, guys, for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Scott.
You're welcome. Thanks, BBS, for being with us today. And we'll see you next week on the 12th at 1 p.m. on International Equine Network.